Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1074 of Ask Pat 2.0. This is a podcast where normally we do a coaching session where I bring on an entrepreneur just like you, and if you'd like to get coached like the several others have here on the show before, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and you can fill out that application there and I might select you for a future episode. But today's episode is a little bit different. Why? Because we are getting ready for the launch of my brand new book, Superfans, which is coming out later in August of this year, August 13th to be exact, which is a little bit of a ways off, but I wanted to, first of all, do a couple things. Number one, answer a bunch of questions that a number of you have had and have asked me and answer them for you. And secondly, let you know that if you pre-order the book before August 13th, you'll actually get the audiobook for free on launch day. So we're collecting pre-orders now, and it's available via Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, of course. And no matter where you pre-order it, if you go to yoursuperfans.com and you submit your receipt there, that's where you can get the audiobook sent to you when the launch date is, which is, again, August 13th. And thank you to everybody who has already helped support. If you haven't submitted your receipt yet, all you have to do is go to yoursuperfans.com. So really excited about the book launch. For those of you who don't know what this book is about, it's called Superfans. And the idea behind it is to help you build superfans in your business. There was a very famous article by a man named Kevin Kelly written back in, I think, 2006 or 7, which was very instrumental to me when I started my business because it helped me realize that I didn't have to create a blockbuster hit to do some amazing things and build a very successful online business that could help support the life that I wanted. And so whether you are a musician, an artist, an entertainer, an entrepreneur, creator of any type, you don't need a million fans. You just need 1,000. And 1,000's important because it really brings perspective into sort of what we do and how big we need to bring it to and how simple it is and how easy it is to grasp this idea of building something successful. Because imagine you had 1,000 true fans. And those are the people who, if you're a musician, they'll drive 8 hours to see you just because they love your music. Or if you're an artist, they're there at every auction to buy your stuff. Or if you're a creator, like a YouTube creator, they're there to watch every single video. They're going to comment on every single one. And if you are a podcaster, they're going to listen to every show. But not only that, they're going to share it with everybody they know. That's what a true fan is. And if you had 1,000 of them, and if they were only paying you, let's say, for example, $100 a year, just $100 a year. That's less than $10 a month. That is less than most people pay for stuff that they don't even use. That's $100,000, right? 1,000 people times $100 a year. I mean, that's your six-figure business. So it just shows you don't need to have, like Kevin Kelly says, that blockbuster hit, which is why I've been able to build a successful business in the lead exam space. What is the lead exam? That's the first architecture website and online business that I ever had. It was to help people pass that exam. And most people don't know about it, but you know what? For the people who do, they will do anything to help themselves pass that exam. And that's what I built, a successful business to create a study guide and affiliate marketing for practice exams and those sorts of things. And it did very, very well. Within a year after monetizing that website, we made over $203,000 on that website. And I did have my very first fan on that website. Yes, a fan from a website that teaches people how to pass an exam. And the crazy part about this is this fan, she not only sent me a message asking me out to go to dinner because she was just so thankful that I helped her pass this exam and it helped to support her family. It helped her get a raise, all this stuff. Her name was Jackie. But the other cool thing about this was that she said she was going to share my course with everybody in her firm. And, you know, people say that kind of stuff all the time, but man, she went above and beyond. And I saw 30, 40, 50 new customers come in quite shortly after that because she convinced everybody in her office, including her boss, that I was the real deal and they needed to get my guide. I mean, she could have easily just shared her guide that she purchased herself and shared it with her coworkers. But no, she wanted to make sure I got credit for it. And it was amazing. So I'm very thankful to Jackie. And that really inspired me as I created Smart Passive Income and the Smart Passive Income podcast and the Ask Pat podcast to do what I can to help build super fans here. And even if you're not a super fan yet, hopefully you're getting value from a lot of what you're hearing here. And of course, hey, by the way, the audiobook, you're probably into audio if you're listening to this. If you want to get the audiobook for Superfans for free, all you have to do is pre-order Superfans, go to yoursuperfans.com, and that's where you can submit your receipt. And thank you ahead of time for those of you who have already done that. All right, back to a regular show. Just gotta keep plugging that in there every once in a while for you. I don't normally do that, but hey, I've been working hard on this book, putting my heart, time, soul, money into it, and I'm very excited to get it into your hands because it's literally going to teach you the how-to for Kevin Kelly's sort of 1,000 True Fans essay, right? So he's the more inspirational. That's the theory behind it. This is the how-to. So from the moment people come across you, whether it's on social media, on your website, your podcast, your video for the first time, it's all about creating that trigger moment where they go, whoa, I like this person, or whoa, I need more of this in my life. To go from there to, wow, now I want to be a part of this community, and then a number of things you can do to help that person become a super fan. That's what Superfans is going to help you do. And it's something that I think every business should pay attention to, no matter what size right now, because social media is becoming awkward, right? We're not able to reach as many people as we'd like, as we had hoped, as people say they want to follow us, but they don't still see our stuff. It happens on YouTube as well. But when you have super fans, they will go out of their way to make sure you are in their life, even if the algorithms get in the way. They're going to defend you from trolls if the trolls pop up in your business world. And they will market for you for days without you even asking, without you even having to pay them. It's just the most amazing thing. And you don't need a lot of super fans to do some really amazing things. I even had a student of mine, Phil, who took my podcasting course, who got his first taste of super fans after creating his podcast, because he was able to make a connection with all the other people in the scanner space. Scanners like those radios that you can scan and listen to the radio and police signals and things like that. He started a podcast called Scanner School. Great job, Phil. And he sent a message in the Facebook Student Center about how just weird it was and how incredible it was to have people come to every live stream that he put together, to comment on every single podcast episode on Twitter and on Instagram and follow him everywhere. It's just awesome. So I'm just proud of Phil, and I know anybody can do this. And I think it's every business's job to build super fans, because the byproduct of that is an amazing brand that creates experiences that are unmatched for that person. And you can become somebody's favorite. That's what this is about. How do you become somebody's favorite? So that answers my first question about super fans, which is, what is super fans about? But the other questions I have about it are, why are you self-publishing this book instead of traditionally publishing this book? Well, the truth is, we're kind of doing a hybrid model. We're not traditionally publishing it. So it is self-published technically. However, we're using a company to help support the publishing of this, meaning it's not CreateSpace again. CreateSpace is run with Amazon, where, and this is with Will It Fly, and Will It Fly still is this. When you order it, Amazon then prints it and then sends it to you. In this case, we're working with a company called New Type Publishing, which we're really excited about because it's kind of like traditional in the model that they're going to help with distribution. So that's why the book is available, even though it's self-published, on Target, and it'll be available at some airports as well after it comes out, and even Barnes & Noble, and of course, definitely Amazon. But the royalties is mostly ours. There's a 75-25% split versus just like a ridiculous, very heavily favored toward publishers in the traditional model, where you might be getting paid 10 cents per book. You know, we're definitely going to be getting paid more for that. But we also have, you know, full reins over the creative. the cover, what's inside the book, how it works in the rest of my business. We don't have to worry about a traditional publisher, mostly from the old school world of publishing, who think things have to be a certain way when we all know things are changing. So in this case, with Newtype Publishing, again, Ryan over there has been amazing. We have a lot of control, but he's also helping with distribution, and we're also printing them out ourselves. So there's a little bit of a gamble, it feels like. It just with CreateSpace, it's print on demand. So once a person orders it, it gets printed and sent. So we don't have to worry about inventory. In this new way, with Newtype Publishing, we are definitely going to be printing, you know, over 10,000 copies based on our numbers and estimates, and hopefully selling out of those. And hopefully you can help with that. Again, yoursuperfans.com. But it's just really exciting. So we'll see what happens. Another question I had recently was, what are your goals with Superfans? Superfans is a book that was written primarily just to help you, honestly, because there are many other kinds of books that I could be writing in my business right now that would help support the more money-making opportunities that I have, such as with the podcasting stuff, the affiliate marketing stuff, a lot more of the tactical online business monetization related things. Superfan, however, is really important to me because it really is the number one way that I've been able to grow and sustain my business. And if you want to talk about future-proofing your business, I mean, this is the way to go about it, to build those superfans who are going to follow you no matter what technology there is or isn't. If Facebook goes away, hey, they're still there. So that's really important to me. And so it doesn't really inject itself well into my business as well as, for example, Will It Fly did. But it's a book, you know, this isn't about me. Like, I think, you know, sometimes it's very obvious that a book is published because it's supposed to do one thing and then do another thing and then sell you into this thing and then sell you into this thing. I mean, there is a companion course that goes along with this, but it's absolutely free. And so hopefully you can gauge that, you know, I'm in this for the right reasons, and I hope that you agree with that. And I hope after you read it, you will see that there's a lot of great stories in there and a lot of great advice to help you build your business and take it to the next stratosphere so that you can build that brand that will be future-proof and kind of grow itself after a certain point. It does take work, though. Building Superfans does not happen overnight. It's something that takes a lot of work and effort and time. But that's what separates the businesses that succeed and the ones that do not. Obviously, the ones who pay more attention to the experiences that they offer their communities. And then the final question I have related to Superfans is this. And the question was, how did I write Superfans? Because I've got a lot of things going on. The ASPAT podcast, the Smart Passive Income podcast, the blog, obviously, the email list that we're taking care of, all the social media channels. We're putting together FlynnCon 1 this year, and we are also doing the Switch Pod, and there's some other things going on as well. So how in the world are we able to also produce a book on top of this and even write it? Because writing it is one of the hardest parts, to sit down and find time. And honestly, that's what I had to do. So back in November of 2018, many of you may remember that on social media, I was doing a daily writing exercise, tracking how many words I could write per day for 30 days. In November, there is a thing called NaNoWriMo. It's short for National Novel Writers Month, and that is a yearly event that happens that challenges writers and authors of all kinds to put together a 50,000-page book and see if they can do that. And I wrote every single day in November, and it did spill over into December. I didn't finish the book in November, but I did write every day. I held myself accountable. I kept track of my words on an Excel sheet and shared that on my social media platforms every day. And eventually, guess what? I got it done. So really, when it comes to producing anything as big as a book, because a book, trust me, is a big, tall order. And I remember with Will It Fly, I struggled for years trying to get that thing going. This one was a little bit easier once I sort of sat down and started writing it myself, because I used this challenge to hold me accountable and get started. So there was a start date and a finish date, which I didn't end up finishing on November 30th. But hey, I got most of the way through, so I obviously had to keep going. But secondly, the accountability. And third, just that commitment. And that's the most important thing, that commitment. And so that's the answer. And that commitment to you is always going to be there. And I'm committed to you, and I'm committed to helping you. And I want to thank you again for being here on Ask Pat and for listening to a different kind of episode here while I very honestly pitch Superfans to you. And I really, truly hope that you go forward and download or get that book right now. If you go to yoursuperfans.com, you can click step one to go and get that book and pre-order it before August 13th. And step two, you can submit your receipt at yoursuperfans.com and fill out the quick type form there so we can have your name and email so we can send you the audiobook for free. when it comes out. And the audiobook usually is more expensive than the hardcover and paperback books as well, depending on the length of it. And this is not a short book. It's not a super long one either, but it's about average for a business type book. But I promise you it's going to be a quick read, especially because there's a lot of great stories, and the way it's structured, it's going to help you. And I promise you, I really hope you take advantage of this offer right now. So yoursuperfans.com. Thank you to everybody. I appreciate you. And if you want to get coached, just like, not today, but in all the previous episodes and all the upcoming ones, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and I might select you. Askpat.com, fill out that application there. And again, one more time, yoursuperfans.com. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me. We'll see what happens, but you know, Will It Fly became a Wall Street Journal bestseller. We'll see what happens here, but hey, you're all part of this with me, Team Flynn. This is our book, and this is really a testament to you, the super fans and fans of SPI and Ask Pat, who have helped support me along the way. This is the how to do that, because I want you to do the same thing because you can. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Team Flynn for the win. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.